The Way to the Core, written by Jonas Sandberg, narrated by Jennifer Saxell, published by Bukeya. Preface. The Way to the Core is a guidebook for those who are curious about the world of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. In this book, you will follow Vivi on her transformative inner journey, which she undertakes with the aid of mental training and hypnotherapy. This journey, which is based on a true story, illustrates the potential of modern hypnotherapy techniques in addressing a variety of psychological challenges. Parallel to Vivi's story runs another fictional narrative, showing the ways in which seemingly coincidental events occurring outside the therapy setting can stimulate the process for a client embarking upon their own journey of self-discovery. Gradually, the two stories are then woven together into one, creating a cohesive, compelling narrative. I hope that you find this book both enjoyable and enlightening. Jonas Sandberg. Chapter 1. In Hypnosis. Vivi was sitting in the waiting room at Peter's clinic, which was located in a Stockholm suburb. She last saw him about a year ago, when she had undertaken 2 weeks of mental training in Richmond, a small town in the Thames Valley near London. During this training, she had made great progress, and after completing the course, she continued the process on her own with the help of audio files containing instructions that Peter had sent to her. Vivi felt and functioned better the more she practiced. But there were still knots she needed to untie, in particular the reasons behind her unexplainable water glass phobia. That was why she had decided to make a new appointment with Peter, after she had moved back to Stockholm. As she sat waiting for him to arrive, she recalled the memory of their last session. Vivi remembered every detail as if it were yesterday. She had drawn the curtains in the conference room at the Riverside Hotel, where they were working, anxious to create her own private territory, where nothing, not even daylight, could possibly distract her. She was sitting in her usual place, reclined in the comfortable chair, resting her feet on the accompanying footstool, while Peter sat in a chair next to her. He had asked Vivi to try to observe what she experienced, what was happening around her, both outside and inside her body. He wondered what kind of sensations came into her focus, like what she could see, hear, taste, and smell, and her bodily movements and reactions. He also wanted her to monitor the kinds of thoughts, feelings, and mental images that caught her attention. In other words, all that was possible for her to observe. While Vivi was following Peter's instructions, he reminded her, now and then, to also observe her eyes, thereby allowing them to open or close as they wished. After a while, Vivi's eyes had slipped close. As Vivi continued to listen to Peter's calm, distinct voice, which in the beginning sounded close and real, she focused more and more on her observations and moved deeper and deeper down into herself. Peter's voice had gradually retreated, becoming more like background music, with a regular, recurring rhythm. She now only grasped fragments of what he was saying, and her attention field started to shrink, as if she had entered a tunnel. As she had traveled deeper into the hypnotic state, Vivi felt as if someone other than herself had taken over her body, while spontaneous thoughts, feelings, and images popped up and disappeared in her mind's eye. Peter had instructed her not to question why she observed the things she did. Rather, he recommended her to simply allow it to happen. Still inside the tunnel, Vivi's attention gradually sharpened.